Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we finished verse 3. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new message today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible
says. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today we continue in our study, verse by verse, of the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we'll start looking at 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 4 through 7. Now, I have titled this section, Christmas Day or Christmas Night. You say, well, wait a minute, it's not Christmas time, and this message is probably not being heard at Christmas time. However, I believe that as we go along over the next few days, you'll see why I have titled it Christmas Day or Christmas Night. Now, I trust you'll call your friends and you'll ask them to listen to our broadcast. We enjoy hearing from our listeners. We recently received a letter from a listener who listens to our broadcast regularly, and they wrote some things about the broadcast and gave us some things that we really didn't mention on the broadcast that I thought was really good on a teaching of the Scripture. And I point that out just to say that if we're teaching the Word of God, and boy, God just hit you with something and it's not really mentioned there on the broadcast, write us and tell us about it and share with us your blessing. We love to hear from our listeners, and we enjoy sharing the Word of God with you. Now, I trust also that you will remember us in your prayers. The Lamp and Light broadcast needs the prayers of God's people. The purpose of this broadcast is to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. We believe that there is a famine of hearing of the words of the Lord, so much that proceeds from pulpits, from radio and television ministries, is more akin to psychology than it is to Bible teaching and preaching. And we want to get the people of our country and of our world acquainted with the Word of God. And so, while I'm on watch, I want the Word of God to go forward in power and might. And so I ask that you pray that that be accomplished, and I ask that you pray for this broadcast each and every day. And we would appreciate that so very much. And then the second thing we ask is that you write us and let us know that you're listening. Now, I didn't say send us money. I said write us, let us know that you're listening. We like those letters of encouragement from our listeners. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 4 through 7. Follow along as I read. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken are drunken in the night. In the first three verses of this chapter, the saved are instructed by the Holy Spirit that the day of the Lord should not worry them. Well, the day of the Lord does come as a thief in the night. And we're told that when they say, that is when the world says peace and safety, sudden destruction is upon them, because the day came as a thief. They awake, and the saved are raptured. The saved are gone. But you see, that's good for the saved, not good for the world. And so the saved are instructed by the Holy Spirit that the day of the Lord should not worry them. Our text, which is part of the same paragraph that makes up verses 1 through 11, is addressed to us who are the saved. He says here in verse 4, "But ye brethren." Now, what a contrast in view of the rapture and the tribulation events to follow. So focus with me now on the contrast we find in this passage. First of all, there's the contrast of position. In verse 4, we found the word "but." Now, the word "but" is a word of contrast. And what a contrast the day of the Lord is for us as compared to those who were in verses 2 and 3, when sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. And so he goes on to tell us that ye are not in darkness. Now, my friend, when you got saved, the Holy Spirit immediately entered to indwell you. We also have the precious Word of God. Therefore, there's no reason that that day should overtake you by surprise, as a thief in the night. Just like the unsaved and the religious who are without the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to be caught by surprise. They're going to be stunned. Well, that day should not overtake us. In other words, you know that the Lord Jesus Christ could rapture us at any moment. You should not therefore be caught up and be ashamed, saved so as by fire. The unsaved do not have the Holy Spirit of God. They are in darkness. And they are spiritually discerned. Now, regardless of their education, they are spiritually discerned. I can remember early in my ministry that if I was around a doctor or a lawyer, and they were coming to visit our church, I was somewhat intimidated. I thought of them of having so much knowledge that I would just come off ignorant to them. And you know, later I realized that it didn't matter how I come off to them. What mattered is that I preached the Word. However, I found that as I talked to doctors and lawyers, that their great knowledge was in their fields, not in the Bible. And I found that sometimes a person with an 8th grade education but loves the Lord and reads his Bible has more knowledge of the things of God and spiritual discernment than those who may have doctorates after their names, earned letters, but don't know the Lord. And so all they know are philosophies and theories of men. Essentially, then, theirs is a contrast of position. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 states, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." In Luke 2, one reads of the man Simeon, who was devout and waiting for the Messiah. He understood the time was near. Yet in the same city of Jerusalem were scribes and doctors of the law who knew the doctrine of the Messiah. They knew that he should come to Bethlehem, and they should have known that the time was near. Yet they were not living accordingly. Now, my friend, are you living your life in a way that you are expecting the Lord Jesus Christ to rapture us at any moment? You see, believing a truth is one thing. Living by it is faith. I'm not asking you, is your doctrine right? Rather, are you living by that doctrine? Are you living by faith? If so, you'll feel no alarm about the day of the Lord. You'll feel no alarm about the soon rapture. That day should not overtake the saved as a thief. You see, my friend, the Lord Jesus won't come secretly to take from you. Instead, he will come to take you. But to the world, He came as a thief. And he took the people of God from them. My oldest son did what I call a dirty thing to me. He took my grandchildren and he moved to Alabama. And as I talk to them now, ever since they moved there, I'm finding that my little grandkids are beginning to talk like people in Alabama. And they have that same accent. Well, before they moved, we knew the time was near. They had not set a specific date that they would move, but we knew that the time was near. We knew that they would be leaving. We learned much about it. We could prepare and not be caught off guard by it. They didn't one day start loading the truck and we said, "Hey, wait a minute, where are you going?" No, we already knew. And in like manner, the rapture is going to take place. And as a Christian, you're going to be suddenly caught up to be with the Lord. Be caught up as if you were already expecting it. Anna, the prophetess, Simeon, John the Baptist's parents, and others were looking for the Messiah, and they lived their lives accordingly. Mary's life was such that she was told that she was highly favored by God, and that she would deliver the Messiah, whom she also said would be her Savior. Now, by the way, Mary needed a Savior. That's why 8 days after Christ was born, she went to offer an offering at the temple. That offering was a sin offering, as according to Leviticus chapter 12. Now, I don't think Mary was lying. And she wasn't offering a sin offering and yet be without sin. Okay? Jesus didn't offer a sin offering. He became sin for us on the cross, but he did not offer a sin offering. He was the sin offering for us. Well, Mary, if she had no sin and she offered a sin offering, she'd be lying, and therefore she'd have her first sin. So understand, Mary is in no way deity. She needed a Savior, and she was proud to claim Jesus Christ as her Savior. She trusted God and lived a life that looked for the Messiah to come. Now, what a contrast to the Herod, who could only see someone was coming to this earth, was coming to Jerusalem, was coming to take his position. He was a king in this world, but he was in darkness. Oh, what a contrast. The kingdom with its power and riches to these people, these poor people, Mary and Joseph. And yet, the eternal riches lie with Mary and Joseph. Now, verse 5 lets us know that there is a contrast between light and darkness. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.